Today's podcast has been brought to you by the Misericordia University Theater Department. Check out the upcoming events in Lamon Theater by going to misericordia.edu/thearts. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Misericordia University Alumni Podcast. I am your host, Class of 2017 alumnus, Mike Gambita. Today on the show, we are featuring a postcard profile. This 2009 graduate is currently embracing the journey in the nonprofit world as the Director of Communications and Development. Ladies and gentlemen, an alumni of Misericordia, please welcome Ray Baldino to the show. Ray, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And especially for me as a communications major, it is a pleasure of having another communications alum on the show. And we are just going to jump right into it. So, Ray, I know 2009, almost 10 years, 10-year reunion coming up. What have you been up to absolutely in the world of communications?
Well, a lot. So I graduated in 2009, as you mentioned, but I was actually able to graduate early because I already had a full-time job like before I graduated. So that got me off to a running start. And I got my start working for the Times Leader newspaper, which is, as you know, one of the local papers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things have been great since then. So I worked there for a while. Then I tried my hand at the more, I guess, business side of communications with budgeting and sales and public relations at Kraft Foods. So that was cool, kind of working for a Fortune 500 company. And then I came to nonprofit. Before this, I was with the United Way. And now I'm here at UCP, which stands for United Cerebral Palsy of Northeastern Pennsylvania, doing, as you mentioned, communications and development. So it's been quite a journey, and using all different skill sets within the communications program at Misericordia, as I'm sure you well know, since you know, you're a comm graduate too.
Yes, and we were, before we were talking on the show, we were talking about Melissa Scroy, which I'm sure we'll be talking about later in the show, just talking about how she's helped you along the way as well as me, but just, you know, you were like, well, I think you sure call her Scroy, but, you know, Mama Scroy has certainly been very helpful towards every communications graduate, especially with setting up for jobs and whatnot. So kind of go by... Yes. So kind of go by like day to day, like what are you responsible for? Because, you know, as you know, communications is a very vast field that we always participate in. And, you know, my communications can be different from your communications, and especially both of us working in some sort of development field. You know, what is your day to day tasks as far as your position?
Well, I'd like to say it's the same day to day, but, you know, it really changes. And I think technology has a really big part in that too. You know, the latest and greatest, you know, web trends, and also what's new on social media. You know, 10 years ago, video and, you know, blogging was just coming on the scene. And now, you know, if you don't have that, what do you mean you don't have that? You know, so just in the span of 10 years, we've really seen a shift. The press release, which is part of my day-to-day function, you know, whether we're receiving grants or we have a consumer or a resident who is doing or going above and beyond in the community, you know, writing a press release on that, or we have somebody who is celebrating, actually, we just had two employees celebrating 40 years with UCP of NEPA, which is amazing. You know, you don't see that anymore. So it's things like that to, you know, coding the website, which I learned and helped launch my career, if you will. And, you know, and then just day to day being in the community and getting the word out there about the organization I serve and the people that we serve and help on a daily basis, you know, so it's just, and it's always changing too, because, you know, there are going to be new events coming down the road, and, you know, you have to be able to kind of roll with the punches and, you know, to be creative and open to new things. So, well, I want to say it, you know, there is some, similarity day to day. It's always changing. And I think that's something that's great and exciting about the communications field just in general.
It sounds you are having the same experience that I am, as far as it's not a day-to-day basis in which your responsibilities are always the same. Kind of go into detail, especially, you know, how much things change. I mean, we were just discussing, you know, video 10 years ago was just an anomaly, and now it's like, you need it now. Like, it's so important. I mean, especially for your organization. I mean, how important is it to share the message that you guys are trying to promote through your organization?
Yeah. So, you know, it's so interesting. So video, when I was there, Professor Kimbrough was there, and I actually fought him, and I'm like, I don't need video. What do I need video for? Come on. I have the website thing down pat. And he said, no, you know, like, you need this, and I'm not going easy on you. And after I graduated, I did write him a apology note, because I really did need it. And it's so funny, because I think Misericordia has it down right. I know there are some other great colleges and universities in this area. We have some of the best, but Misericordia really has it down pat in terms of preparing their students in the communication program for the real world. You know, I think we really got a taste of everything. So no matter what situation we were kind of thrown into, we had the skills to adapt and to learn and to learn on the fly at that. So, you know, getting the message out there is so crucial. And thank God, Dan made me do video, because, like, now that's part of my everyday. You know, a video is, the highest read and reviewed for social media. So I can't imagine being able to tell a story now without using video to show those highlights and to show those moments, to back the equally, you know, strong content within just the written word.
Absolutely. Dan, if you are listening to this, we are both thankful, yet we are still feeling the scars from video one back when we were in undergrad. So,
So true.
I think anybody, no matter if, I mean, for me, as being somebody who is a video proponent in the first place, I think anybody going through video had a great experience, and I say that with a grain of salt, a great experience. You know, we were talking about, Dan, we recently, you were published in an article of Access NEPA. Gia Mazur, who is actually another Misericordia alumni, was reporting or almost documenting, you know, your experiences. And one of the experiences you talked about was your first interaction with Melissa Scroy, who's currently our chair of our MAP, happened during that first interaction with you and what we call today Mama Scroy.
Yeah. So Melissa and I started at the same time. And we always say we got each other through. But she came on board, and we've never met previously, didn't know each other. And she, in the Scroy way of doing things, just held up this HTML for Dummies book, which, by the way, I carry with me and have in my desk, in my office, just to remind me, of, like we say, who brung you to the dance, like to remember the people who got you to where you are. I think that's really important. And she said, okay, like, who wants to give this a try? And I was a freshman and I didn't know any better. And I thought I knew everything and had it all figured out. That's really funny, because that furthest thing from the truth. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll do it. You know, like, hand right up. And, from that moment on, it was kind of just this wild ride, but it really was exploring this new side of the communications field in website development. And we did not have what's now the Highlander, not the newspaper, but the website. So back when I started in 2006, that's kind of the role that I helped play with Melissa's guidance. you know, to form this online news website for the college community. And, you know, like every time, every couple months, I'd get calls saying, Ray, the web, like you blew the website up. And, you know, it sounds funny, but that's exactly how I learned. And from that experience, I learned that, you know, so what if you fail or you make a mistake? Like some of those were the best learning experiences of my life and really prepared me for the real world because, you know, newsflash to everyone, like not everybody wins, not everybody gets a trophy. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you lose and that's okay. It's the fact that you get back up and that you keep trying, you know, that really, I think at the end of the day makes a difference and defines who you are. And you know, and your work and your ethic and your ability. So, I mean, from that, that's literally what I was doing at Misericordia was what I was translating into the real world, into a paid job that then hired me even before I graduated. So I was working full time and going to school full time. I mean, I just looking back, I don't know how I did it because I am a bear if I do not get 8 hours or more of sleep a night. But I guess I was younger back then. And, you know, it's just amazing what translated from the classroom. It was the best education that I possibly ever could have hoped for. It was just really incredible. It really was. And I think, you know, in my work and being able to correspond to, you know, like the quote unquote real world, or adult world, you know, I was able to take back, you know, knowledge to them that, you know, to hire Misericordia graduate, you know, the Times Leader listened and so did the Shamrock Times Tribune, which is awesome. And I think it just shows that the different paths that you could go with the same education that you get at Misericordia. You know, Gia chose to go in a way that was more, writing and more journalistic. Mm-hmm. I chose to go in more of a direction of public relations and more of like the marketing side of things. And, you know, like you chose like video, which I think is just so cool. Or at least there's a video component to, you know, to what you do. You know, like I just think that's really neat to say that we all have the same degree, but look at the different careers that we have.
You or me or Gia or somebody else who's graduating in 2025 in the next couple of years, which is awful to think about, thinking yeah. between us. That's
God, the stuff. Fact that they were born in 2000 or, you know, I'm like, what? No, you had to be born in like 1980 or 1990 or something. Come on, stop.
Yeah.
Feeling old.
Yeah, we're getting pretty old up there. But, you know, I don't want to necessarily go again and just ask you the question, how has Misericordia helped you today? Gia actually wrote a fantastic article, and I'm not surprised because of her degree and what she got it from at Misericordia. But one of the quotes that you included in this article is from Mahatma Gandhi, which is, you must be the change you wish to see in the world. And I think that really applies to what you are doing today. So how does that apply? You know, is that your Monday mantra, or is that something that you wake up to every day and being like, you know what, I'm going to go out there and change the world in the skill set that I have? Or is it just more so a constant reminder that I am changing the world? I am becoming the person who I am because of the changes that I'm making.
All right. Wow. That's a loaded question. So glad I put that. Whoa, way to go, Ray. no, honestly, that is, the practice, what we preach. And, you know, like kind of put my money where my mouth is. And I do believe that it's within every person to live the life that they want to live. And to help create change and to be an agent of change. You know, and especially in our world today, I think it's so important that people are, you know, doing what they love, you know, like within reason, you know, as long as you're paying your bills and, you know, as the new phrase has come out, like adulting.
Yeah.
but, you know, I think it's really important. The work that I do, I know it's important. And for me, you know, it's not about the money or the paycheck. It's really about serving the people, that don't have a voice or need help finding their voice. And I think that, to me, that's one of the greatest gifts that I could give back. You know, I've had a very blessed life from the beginning. And the article that you referenced, you know, I said, like, I got lucky right off the bat. Like, I was adopted. I could have had a much different life.
Yeah.
So, you know, just taking that into account, let alone to the fact that I was able to, you know, go to school and I had a roof over my head and food on the table, and then, you know, attend Misericordia and meet amazing people who really helped me hone my skills. You know, to be able to do that and to give back the gifts that I've been given and to help other people be that change that they want to see, you know, and do good and put good in the world. I just think that that's a, man, you can't put a price tag on that. And I'm really blessed to be able to do that and to have the career that I have. But it goes back to something that I said before. You have to remember who brung you to the dance, you know, making sure that you remember that you just didn't get there all on your own. You had a lot of help and support and, you know, giving and paying it forward, giving that back, you know, it's really, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. And Ray, I know but before actually being on this podcast, we were talking about volunteering and, you know, just kind of briefly talk about, you know, some of the things you've been volunteering with, giving back, as you so, you know, are totally with is giving back. You know, what are some things that you've been up to as far as volunteering?
La Festa Italiana is coming up. So my husband and I always work the pulled pork stand. I'm involved with the Abington Heights Civic League. Actually, I'm on the board there. I helped them with, no surprise, their social media. But we also volunteer, and we gave over $19,000 back to the community. So everything that we do in that organization with the diocese through different, you know, youth ministry projects and most recently the Catholic Women's Conference. So there are just, you know, a bunch of things. And I think it's really important to give, like I said, to give back, but to be a responsible community member. I mean, I guess it goes hand in hand with, you know, paying the bills and being an adult. But, you know, I want to make sure that the next generation, that I set it up for them, you know, that they have as great a life as I have, as a community that I have. I think it's important that we pay it forward.
Absolutely. And it's obviously, you know, it's how you were brought up. And, you know, we talk about service and giving back and volunteering. Obviously, that is one of our charisms at Misericordia.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say, you know, that's one of the charisms. And, you know, you really see that too in all the faculty. They're not just there for the paycheck, though I'm sure that's nice and it helps them adult and pay the bills. But, you know, like they really go above and beyond for their students. And, you know, even after college and, you know, all the grades are done and the diplomas are had, you know, they're still there for you to bounce ideas off of. And actually Dan Kimbrough, when I was at the United Way, ended up being a mentor in one of my programs. So it's just so funny how life kind of comes full circle. And then, you know, people who, you know, played a role of professor in your life are now friends and colleagues too. And I just think that that's so cool. And, you know, it's part of growing up in the small town of NEPA, but it's also part of the Misericordia community. And I think that that's a pretty neat thing.
It's pretty amazing, and there's no better way to describe it more than what you just did. But Ray, any final thoughts or any final additions to this podcast?
I don't know. Just a shout out to everyone there, and I hope everyone's doing well. And I have to get back out there. I have to visit campus. I know there's a lot going on. I always see the constructions in the articles. I love following along and everything. So I'll have to get back out there. But thank you for having me on. I'm excited to just share my story, but there are so many awesome stories out there. So
absolutely. And it is our job to certainly find those good stories and to promote them in front of our alumni audience and our community. So Ray, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.